Our Gemara from here until the end of the Masechta will be discussing the laws of Tekiyah Shofar. Some of the topics we'll learn about today include an introduction to the laws of Shofar, including a discussion as to the horns of which animals are kosher for the mitzvah of Shofar, the Shofar used on a fast day, and the Shofar used in the year of Yovel, and the difference between these and the Shofar used in Rosh Hashanah. Some of the key topics and concepts we'll learn about today include Tekiyah Shofar. It is a mitzvah sase deraisa, and one of the focal points of Rosh Hashanah, to sound the shofar, the ram's horn, during the day of Rosh Hashanah. This is learned from the pasuk Yem Teruah Yilachem, as well as from the pasuk Zichron Teruah. In Kateger Nasis Haneger, a prosecutor cannot become a defender. This refers to the fact that the shofar of a para, a cow, may not be used in Rosh Hashanah, as the para is a reminder of the Chere Egel, which was a major downfall for Klal Yisrael, and as such, cannot be used as a tool to arouse Hashem's kindness to defend Klal Yisrael. Yovel, the year after seven Shemitah cycles of 7 years each, is called the Yovel year. At the start of the Yovel year, all Jewish slaves are set free, and all properties that were sold since the previous Yovel year are returned to their original owners. On Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, there is a mitzvah for Bezin to blow the shofar to proclaim that the time has come to set free all the slaves. Tainus, the Mishnah in Tainus teaches that if Rosh Chodesh Kislev arrives and there have not been any rains in Eretz Yisrael, fast days are proclaimed. After these fasts pass without results, further fasts are proclaimed, and added to the new fasts are blasts of trumpets, as the Torah states, Chisavayu melchomo ba'artzchem al tzar ha'tzareschem ba'raisem ba'chatzaitzres.